Hello, and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the weekend perspective, including planetary ingresses and the daily transits. Now let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Friday. Here we are on the weekend, April 26th, 2024. My partner reminded me today that if you've seen the movie Miss Congeniality, this is the answer to the question of what's your favorite date? April 26th, not too hot, not too cold, might need a sweater later. Yes, that's your little fun fact for today. Anyways, yes, we're going to talk about the themes for the weekend. It's going to be a quickie today. Yeah, it's a bit of a short one, but just a focused look at what's happening for the weekend. And a reminder that this is your last chance to send questions for the April mailbag that I'll be opening next week and doing a bonus episode on answering those questions. So make sure you send those along to my email. That's astrologydiva, that's DVA, at gmail.com. Okay, let's get to these themes for the weekend. Let's start off with the moon and another planet I want to talk about. But first of all, the moon currently in Sagittarius. Here it is, mutable fire, uplifting, positive. So you may find your default or your emotional responses kind of relying on that positivity, maybe a bit more adventurous, some risk-taking coming forward. And then by Sunday, it's going to move into Capricorn. Remember what I say about the moon in Capricorn? Grandpa vibe. Think about those comfortable slippers that you've got as you're shuffling around your place. No, you're not necessarily doing that, but a bit more pragmatic, definitely. Conservative, that's small c conservative, you know, more grounded, a bit more structured and, pragmatic. And that grandpa vibe, how else would I describe that? That comfortable sweater kind of set in their ways. That's definitely, you know, moon in Capricorn. Now, the other planet I want to talk about is Mercury, now stationed direct. It happened on Thursday and has now entered the post-shadow period. Remember, you got three sections for Mercury retrograde. It's the pre-shadow where it slows down, then it turns retrograde for a period of time, and now it has turned direct. But then, you know, these planets don't turn on a dime. It's not ripping along all of a sudden. It's a slow turning direct, and it is going to click through again this set of longitudes in where it is right now. It's going to move into, you know, it's in Aries, so it's going to click through those third time, those particular longitudinal spots. So another opportunity to re-choose, revisit as Mercury speeds up and hopefully communication comes back to normal. The only aspect pattern I want to talk about for the weekend is a big conjunction, two planets coming together, Mars conjunct Neptune, both in Pisces. Now that's happening on Sunday at 28 degrees of Pisces. And here we have Mars, the god of war, right? Aggressivity, action, defense with Neptune, which is, you know, very blurry and, you know, passive and, submissive. So basically putting these two planets together, it's literally the definition of passive aggressive. So you may have a little bit of that energy floating around you, especially if you have a strong Mars or a strong Neptune in your chart, or if it's at that 28 degrees Pisces spot, you may, you know, if you have a planet there or an angle there, then that might be affecting you a bit more than somebody else. Now, I guess, you know, looking at passive aggressive could be sort of on the more negative side, but on the more positive side, this could be an opportunity for you to stand up for the underdog, right? Defend the defenseless. That's the opportunity with Mars and Neptune together. It also creates this wonderful charm, right? So Neptune is very fluid and accessible, and Mars brings on, I'm not going to lie, some sexual energy forward. And so there's this wonderful charm perspective that may be floating around, definitely at its height on Sunday. That's your podcast for Friday and for the weekend. I certainly hope you get something out of this. It's really fun for me to put it together and, you know, hone my astrological skills and hop up on that soapbox that I call my astrological soapbox so I can let you know what I see and what I'm feeling. Certainly, if you have any feedback for the podcast, let me know. You can send that to my email, which is the best way to get a hold of me, astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. All right, have yourselves a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.